sure by now everybody has seen the videos that are everywhere of Iran strikes on Israel. And so I wanted to issue a short and sweet response here. First of all, let's not forget, if you are listening to this and you are an American citizen or you are an American congressman or woman, there are Americans that are suffering right now. There are Americans that just got hit with a devastating hurricane, have had their lives destroyed, entire cities wiped off the map. Do not forget that. Americans need help. Now, on top of the port strike that's going on, I think that that should be our priority. Now, having said that, I'm somebody that looks for logical consistency. And so as Israel has been on the offensive, going into the Gaza Strip, the West Bank, bombing Syria, bombing Lebanon, and everything else that they've done, the justification was October 7th. And the cliche was, don't start a war if you don't want the fight. So let's see if that same logic applies now to Israel enduring airstrikes. Or is it, oh, Israel can do no harm, and they're not allowed to be attacked, and they're untouchable. Let's just see how that logic plays out now that Israel is enduring these attacks. Now, final statement, and this should be everybody's opinion, aside from caring about Americans first, this is bad. War is bad. Anybody celebrating this on any side is bad. Anybody who's been celebrating any of these airstrikes on any countries and any of this escalation is wrong. War is the last thing we need right now. We need peace. And it's sad that this is going on. It's sad that these never-ending wars continue. But as a closing statement, I say this. I think for the vast majority of Americans, we want nothing to do with it. Leave America out of this. We have our own problems to deal with. Pray for peace, folks. Let's hope this doesn't get worse.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I shot that earlier today, right as the news was trending. Getting a lot of positive reviews to that on X, where it was posted. And I think that that's really just a common sense approach. But unfortunately, as my monologue went yesterday, it's virtually the same feeling today, but maybe even worse. And I'm not really sure the angle to cover here. Biden-Harris Disappearing Act. You've got, it's October 1st, by the way. Tuesday, October 1st, 2024, first day of October. We've got maybe the biggest escalation yet in the Middle East with the recent war. You've got the port strike going on, and you've got the Hurricane Helene death toll increasing. Just total disaster, total devastation. What are Biden and Harris doing? What are the Biden-Harris administration members doing? They haven't even gotten a number as far as how much aid is going to be given to those. They've suggested $750 per victim, but you got to go through a bunch of red tape and hoops and then see if you even qualify. But don't worry. Don't worry. Because I'm sure there will be plenty of more money where that came from for Ukraine and for Israel or Taiwan or whoever else from a foreign country steps up and asks for our money. But if you're getting crushed after a hurricane, no show. So the Biden-Harris no-show administration continues to be the story. But it's even worse than that. I'll explain coming up.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the Infowars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this t-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser t-shirt now. Get yours now.
It is Tuesday, October 1st, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters, with 34 days, 8 hours, and 53 minutes until Election Day. Now, already, not even a full 24 hours into October, and this month is already completely insane. And I assure you, we haven't even seen the October surprise yet. I assure you. Because, except for the hurricane, the events unfolding before us were mostly already known factors, known entities. But let's just try and review everything and remind you that it's debate night. So on top of all of that, it's debate night. We'll have live coverage right here for you at Infowars.com/showband.video, at Real Alex Jones on X, at Infowars on X, and on our 24/7 Rumble stream, and everywhere else you catch our live broadcast. Be sure to tune in tonight. We do have some breaking news regarding Tim Walz and his history with the Chinese communists. And then I got this video of Walz today. I mean, you don't even want to like steal their own things because they say, oh, J.D. Vance is weird. It's almost like they said, what's the best way to describe Tim Walz? And a room full of people shouted, weird. So they said, okay, let's call J.D. Vance weird. This is the weirdest guy I've ever seen. Saturday Night Live does a sketch mocking him. And the bit is basically they send Jim Gaffigan up on the stage and he pretends to be mentally retarded. So, I mean, that's what we're dealing with here. But I'll get back into that. I'm not shocked at the state of our media. I'm not shocked at the state of our Congress. It's just a not-so-friendly reminder today. The number one story, of course, is the Iranian strikes on Israel. And it will probably remain the number one story the rest of the day. And it will likely get knocked off the perch by the debate tonight. And then they'll probably pick it right back up tomorrow. We shall see. I'm just frustrated. I'm frustrated as an American citizen that our media would have us believe that whatever happens in Israel is the most important thing for you and the most important thing, and it has to be the lead story. It's the biggest thing ever. And that's not to discount the escalation, and that's not to discount the gravity that could bring us into a World War III type situation. Let me be clear. It's not to discount the seriousness of this escalation. However, pardon me if I, as an American citizen, really don't want to be told and preached at and lectured about how I need to care about Israel more than my own country. Because in case you didn't know, and if you don't watch this show or you're just watching the mainstream media all day long, or maybe you're not on X, you probably might not know that there was a devastating hurricane that just went through a large portion of the southeastern United States. The death toll is up over 100, could be approaching 200 by the end of the day. Complete cities wiped off the map, lives destroyed. A lot of people are just completely hung out to dry, abandoned. Many people still without food, water, electricity, no way to even help them. As of today, still $0 in federal aid has been allotted to these victims. Those are Americans, and those are Americans that need our help. Those are Americans that deserve the news coverage. The videos you see on the screen of complete towns wiped out by the flooding, complete towns wiped out by the hurricane, people left without homes, food, water, resources, unsure of their future. These are the people we should be concerned about. These are the people we should be focusing on. These are the issues that should be the top story. These are the videos that should be rolling on the mainstream media. But if you are watching today, all you see, all you hear is Israel and the strikes. Now, I'll get more into detail on that coming up, but I'm just sick of it. And then, as if that wasn't enough of a reminder that Americans needing help are the least of anyone's concerns, I'm not sure there was a member of Congress today that didn't put out a message about how Israel needs our prayers and Israel needs our help and we stand with Israel no matter what. Even some of the congressmen and women that I like, that I support. It's all about Israel. What about the people in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, and everywhere else that have had their lives completely upended, that have nothing but questions and no answers, unsure of their future, have lost loved ones, have lost their entire homes, their cars? Where are the overwhelming messages of support in unison? No, not today. Not today. Still nothing from just about anybody on the chemical lab explosion in Conyers, Georgia, just south of Atlanta. I guess they'll get $0 in federal aid there. They'll get nothing. And we'll talk about the port strike too, and I'm not saying that they deserve any money, but I'm also not saying it doesn't deserve attention. But you just look. Let's just look at some issues here. Let's look at some big issues and maybe even just look at it from a four-year administrative standpoint. The people of East Palestine, Ohio, got a couple million dollars in aid. The people in Maui, with the wildfires there, Maui, the city, got a couple billion dollars in aid. The victims of Hurricane Helene have been given nothing. They'll be lucky if they can get $750 is what's being proposed. And then you have the port strike, and it's just nothing on that. It's just question marks in the air on that. It's just like error sound, error message. Like, it's like nothing. Just nothing. Nothing on that. But Ukraine, $200 billion. No problem. Barely even a peep of resistance. Israel, $50 billion. Not to mention the annual $3 billion that they get in federal aid contracts. No problem. Taiwan, a couple billion dollars for you too. couple billion dollars for you. Go ahead. I'm sick of it. I'm done. I'm done. And the American people are done too. And by the way, let's just put it all into perspective, shall we? I just mentioned three countries that have received billions of dollars in our taxpayer aid. Will Ukraine be sending any aid to us? Will Ukraine be sending any aid to Maui or East Palestine or Conyers, Georgia, or the victims of Hurricane Helene? Will we be getting any aid? You know, Kiev is partying the night away. The clubs are bouncing. The nightlife is booming. The DJs are scratching the records. The drinks are flowing. Will we be getting any of that aid? The Ukrainian oligarchs are making money hand over fist. Where do they get it? I don't know. They've all got $300,000 vehicles all over Europe. They got parked in garages and teams of people go out and detail them every day. Will they be sending us any aid? Are they doing fundraisers at these bars and nightclubs and restaurants that are just booming with business right now? Are they going to be, is there, when they check out, is there going to be a little thing on there that says, will you give 1% to help America? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. What about in Israel? With all the money we send them, is Israel going to be sending any aid our way? Is Israel going to be sending any volunteers, any money, any aid? When they check out at the restaurants, do they have a little button, give 1% to the American people? Is that going on? We getting any aid? People of Taiwan, the Taiwanese government, they sending us any aid? We getting any aid? Where's our aid? By the way, that's just the bonus aid. That's just the bonus aid. You can go to the federal government's websites and look at the humanitarian aid that the U.S. government just doles out every year. Just doles out. Billions of dollars just doles it out. Central American countries all over the world. You name it. I think we just built a wall in Kazakhstan. Where's our aid? Where's the aid for the Americans that have devastating disasters? Where's the aid for the Americans? Who's coming to save them? Who's volunteering to help them? You know who actually is? You know who's actually done more than anybody to help the victims of Hurricane Helene? And ultimately will likely be the ones negotiating this strike deal as well, like Jeff Bezos. Of course, he's got an interest in getting a deal done. No, you know who's done more than anybody else? The white billionaire class that the left hates so much. They've given more money. They've given more supplies. And they've given more aid than everybody else. The white billionaire class. But they're the bad guys, by the way. They're the bad guys. I don't know how much more the American people can take of this. It's so in your face at this point. By the way, excuse me, I'd be remiss. I didn't even mention the hundreds of billions of dollars that we give to illegal border crossers as well. Might as well throw that in there. I'm sure all the illegal aliens that we've let into the country and given free room and board and travel and three hot meals a day to, I'm sure they're going to be rushing to help the people, the victims of Hurricane Helene, right? They'll be rushing over there to volunteer their support, their time, their money to show gratitude for everything the American people have done for them, right? No. The only people helping out are the locals that are able to lend a hand. The tiny amount of federal assistance, whatever state National Guard is left that hasn't been sent to the Middle East. Yeah. Whatever state guardsmen are left that haven't been sent to the Middle East are helping. But it's the white billionaire class. You know, that evil, rotten, horrible, worst people in the world, white billionaire class. Isn't that ironic? But no. You won't be seeing all the flooding and all the devastation and all the wind damage and everything else that went all up through the southeast. No. You're going to see the same 5 to 10 videos of Israel getting bombed, and then they'll be the victim. Even though when it's Israel going into the Gaza Strip, when it's Israel going into the West Bank, when it's Israel bombing in Syria, when it's Israel bombing in Lebanon, that's just war. And they chose war on October 7th. And so if you don't want war, then don't pick a fight. But now that Israel's getting bombed, now you're not allowed to do that. And now everybody has to come to Israel's aid. Well, I thought it was war. I thought it was war. You choose a war, expect a fight. No. Not when it comes to Israel. But let's just draw back for a second. And I think we'll still have to wait and see and assess the damage here. But I think I'm on an island here. But I still think the deal has been cut. And I think there's some evidence of that still. We'll see what happens with this strike in Israel. Right now, they're saying zero deaths. But based off of what Netanyahu has said today and the fact that it was over the weekend that Israel basically said, get ready to go to the bunkers. There's going to be strikes soon. So they knew it was coming. The Iron Dome was not very effective. I mean, I guess, I don't know what the percentage is. I guess it took out maybe 60, 70%, maybe 80% max of the missiles that were launched. No deaths have been reported yet. It looks like maybe Tel Aviv took the worst of them. And yet, with all of these things developing here on October 1st, the White House is completely inactive. No press conferences, no addresses to the American people, no promises to negotiate to end the port strike, no promises of assistance or aid to the victims of Hurricane Helene. Most Americans probably have no idea about the biolab explosion in Georgia. Doesn't even matter. But what do you want to bet the first statement Biden will make after all of this, or Harris will make after all this, will probably be about Israel? Just to let you know what's the top priority. Not you, not the American people, not the American economy, but a foreign country, a client state of the military-industrial complex. That's the priority. Now, I will finish this monologue, and I will just tell you, we will kind of zoom in a little bit on the port strike. I think there's some mixed emotions about this, so we'll be hearing just from a longshoreman's wife who shot a video explaining from their perspective. We'll show a video of Harold Daggett, who's the union leader of the longshoremen. We'll talk about what this strike might mean for you. We'll look at the Teamsters who put out a press release last night. So we'll talk about that. I'll get into the headlines with the latest news about the Iranian strikes. We'll look at this hurricane aftermath as well that just keeps getting worse. And people just no help on the way. Trump trying to help, Musk trying to help, just Biden administration just not even involved, not even wanting to be involved. But they're doing photo ops. They are doing photo ops, so they at least are pretending to care, but they don't. They're not there. They're not there. And by the way, it's just kind of an antidote to all of this. You know, Elon Musk and Trump are working on getting Starlink to some of these areas that are without power, without internet, without communications. Remember, the Biden administration, I can't even remember the numbers. Was it billions, guys? They signed that deal to connect all these people to the internet, Biden's big internet package, Biden's big internet protocols, and they were going to connect all these people to the internet. It was billions of dollars, I believe, and not a single person has been connected to the internet. $42 billion, not a single person connected to the internet. Elon Musk offered to do the exact same thing for $800 million, and the FCC said, no, he's a white supremacist. So now Musk is just volunteering it and just doing it for free. Biden didn't connect a single person for $42 billion. Musk offered to do the same thing for $860 million, and they said, nope, we don't want to work with Elon Musk. He's a fascist. He's a white supremacist. He's a Trump supporter. He's probably a criminal. That's the Biden-Harris administration disaster for you. So we're going to look at all of that. And then it's debate night. And then it's debate night, and Tim Walz gets some bad news. It looks like Harris, who I guess is kind of feeling herself at this point, you know, Biden's done, he's out. So I guess she kind of feels like she's the president. She's strutting around like she's the belle of the ball. I'm not sure an arrogant B.I. itch has ever been seen. I think she's out-topped them all. And now she's kind of throwing Tim Walz under the bus, especially after this latest Oversight Committee subpoena alleging Tim Walz's ties to the Chinese Communist Party. She says, oh, well, gee, I wasn't sound of mind when I picked Tim Walz to be my VP. Well, you're probably never sound of mind, but, oh, you're regretting it, huh? You're regretting choosing the communist that looks like the Joker. You're regretting choosing the communist that looks like he just, you know, ran the 40-yard dash at the Special Olympics. Couldn't have seen that coming. So we'll kind of zoom in to all of that when we come back and maybe go to the phone lines to get your opinions on all of this too. I have a very light video list today. We'll get into the heavy news and then probably take phone calls ahead of debate night. So that's what's coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, and isn't it funny? They would probably just want you to forget that they're trying to kill Donald Trump. And the second would-be Trump assassin has now pleaded not guilty to the charges against him. Meanwhile, his son is appearing in court today on the child porn charges. But we don't. Yeah. The deep state, the Democrats, and the kill Trump media trying to get Trump killed and assassinated. We don't. That's yesterday's news. We don't talk about that.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWars MD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWars MD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now, a lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller years ago. We've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine is literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the mavericks, they're the trailblazers, they're the outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the outlaw. Fight the tyrants at point blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Obviously, silver's doing way better than gold in growth, and it's way undervalued. That's a fact. Why then are the central banks mainly hoarding gold?
Well, because there's simply not enough silver, right? It's like if you've got central banks that start allocating into silver when it's $30 an ounce and they want to have it be part of their reserves, it's like, okay, there's not enough silver in the world to do that, right? So they have to do gold because it's $2,400 an ounce, not $30 an ounce. Right, so this is why
they've
central
got so many quadrillions of fake money. There's not there's too much fiat to even buy the silver, which I would say then means silver still will always be the thing that grows the most.
Oh, so silver historically the numbers prove out that when gold is in a bull market, which it is, we're near all time highs. Silver does better than gold, so silver grows faster, and there's a reason why. Silver and gold both act as barometers to government distrust, right? It's the worse things get, the better financial metals do. They're a flight for safety. But what silver has that gold doesn't is it's a manufacturing metal. It's used in industry. So in aerospace, in defense, in electronics, in solar power, electric vehicles, all of that. The demand for silver is through the roof, Alex, and we're just taking advantage of that. And imagine what silver will do with Trump being president, somebody who actually grows the economy rather than having a stagnant economy. The industrial need for silver is absolutely going to explode.
Now, you're right. Silver is the closest thing to a silver bullet. That's why they call it a silver bullet. People should go to kpm.com/gold right now and get silver now. We'll be right back.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's time to take a stand. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
InfoWars, ladies and gentlemen, we will be live, extended broadcast, The War Room. InfoWars usually concludes at 6 p.m. Central, but no, not tonight, not debate night. We'll be rolling on into the night covering the debate live, and we hope you will join us in that coverage with J.D. Vance, who I think stock has risen since getting the VP pick. I think he has, I'd give him a B+, an A-, maybe. Just grows on me. Wasn't exactly a pick I celebrated or liked at the time, but he's done nothing but impress me and grow on me since. And then there's Tim Walz, who once he got the VP pick and has been in the public spotlight, has done nothing but be a very odd, deranged embarrassment of a man. So we'll look at all that. I want to look now at this port strike. And I guess, you know, here's my understanding. And we'll go to the union president. We'll go to one of the workers' wives. And we'll look at some of these public statements. They want a pay raise. They want to guarantee that their jobs aren't going to be automated. Now, they've already turned down a pay raise in the past in negotiations, and now they want an even bigger one. Ironically enough, the union president makes nearly $1 million a year. and the average longshoreman's salary is a six-figure salary. But whatever, unions are going to union. And the contract that they had previously that guaranteed the automation would stay out of the process, unlike in China, where it's becoming mainstream. I guess that they're worried that's going to take over and they'll lose their jobs, and so this is what the strike is about. Very heavy-handed, though, I would say at this point, from the union president. Very heavy-handed. Now, this is not to say that there couldn't be serious repercussions here. There certainly could be. Specifically dealing with energy and probably some supplies for different things, medical supplies, military supplies even, and just other supplies that come from overseas. Most of our stuff comes from overseas. But when it comes to the food and the beverage and stuff like that, it's probably mostly just junk food and drinks that are not good for you. Yeah, you might see some things if this goes on at your local grocery store. My guess is your local farmer's market is going to get more popular. And again, this isn't to make light of the situation, but I basically get nothing but locally sourced steak, chicken, and eggs. So, you know, whatever is coming in, I don't eat it. And the pharmaceutical products and the drugs and things, people do rely on that. So that could be serious. But unless that's something you rely on, you probably won't be affected by this. So there will no doubt be effects. You'll know somebody that's affected, especially if this goes on for a while. But I also think that it's not going to be as devastating as people are making it out to be. Now, only time will tell with this. And the strike is obviously ongoing. They're picketing. And they're saying it's from Maine to Texas. Over 45,000 dock workers from Maine to Texas are in the picket lines right now. 36 ports are affected by this. Major cities, Philadelphia, Texas, Maine, as I've said, they don't want automation. They want a raise. So we'll see how effective this is. Now, this union president has an interesting past, to say the least. Harold Daggett, how a union leader who fought mob tie allegations is holding the U.S. economy for ransom. And I got to say, just, you know, you come into this, you want to support the American worker, but this guy hasn't really done a good job as far as winning over any support, as far as I'm concerned. He comes off very abrasive, very threatening even. So this guy's got an interesting past. The one thing that's crazy about this is you learn that a lot of these ports are actually owned by foreign companies. Foreign company-owned ports. Go figure. Foreign company-owned ports. So not even American-owned companies. Foreign company-owned ports. That's a problem. But that's barely even getting the coverage here. That's barely even getting the coverage that these are foreign-owned ports. Harold Daggett, the ILA boss who pledged to cripple the United States, owns a 76-foot yacht, a Bentley, and makes almost $1 million a year. He was acquitted on RICO charges after the main witness against him, mobster Lawrence Ricci, was found decomposing in a car trunk in New Jersey. He claimed the lawfare against him was discrimination against Italians. And so, again, these stories are just crazy with this guy. And then you hear him talk and, I mean, you tell me, does this guy win over your support?
or how does it make you feel when he talks about the strike like this in clip three?
These people today don't know what a strike is.
Right.
When my men hit the streets from Maine to Texas, every single port will lock down. You know what's going to happen? I'll tell you. First week, be all over the news every night, boom, boom. Second week, guys who sell cars can't sell cars because the cars ain't coming in off the ships. They get laid off.
Got plenty of cars in the lots.
Malls start closing down. They can't get the goods from China. They can't sell clothes. They can't do this. Everything in the United States comes on a ship. They go out of business. Construction workers get laid off because the materials aren't coming in. The steel's not coming in. The lumber's not coming in. They lose their jobs.
So we need domestic sources.
Everybody's hating the longshoremen now because now they realize how important our jobs are. Now I have the president screaming at me. I'm putting a Taft Hartley on you. Go ahead. Taft Hartley means I have to go back to work for 90 days. That's a cooling off period. Do you think when I go back for 90 days, those men are going to go to work on that pier? It's going to cost the money, the company's money, to pay their salaries. Well, they went from 30 moves an hour maybe to 8. They're going to be like this. Who's going to win here in the long run? You're better off sitting down and let's get a contract and let's move on with this world. And in today's world, I'll cripple you. I will cripple you. And you have no idea what that means. Nobody does.
Yeah, I'm kind of rooting against that guy. That guy does not come off as somebody I want to root for. And the problem is he doesn't understand that the basic premise is the problem here. I don't want to rely on China for steel. I don't want to rely on foreign countries for lumber and necessary materials for hospitals, construction sites, food. I don't want to rely on foreign countries for that. So if the solution is then we start producing in America again, if the solution is we start making steel and getting lumber in America again, then I'm kind of for that. As you stand up there with your gold chain threatening the American economy, I'm all for American workers. I want the American workers to do well. But I mean, guys, does this guy make you want to support the longshoremen? Not me. Makes me want to say, why don't you either get back to work or we'll just go ahead and start producing things domestically again. And then you can go do your TV interview holding the economy hostage and talk about how important you are and from your yacht or your Bentley. Now, having said that, probably most of the people that work these jobs are great Americans. It's unfortunate that that's the representation they get, an abrasive approach like that. Instead of saying, hey, you know, I'm just looking out for my guys here because we don't want their jobs to get automated out of existence, and they're putting in long hours, and we think we're important to the economy, and so we'd like a little raise. So we'd like to sit down at the table and just get a deal done as quick as possible. Then you'd maybe root for the guy and say, okay, that sounds reasonable. But when he's up there basically bullying, threatening, it's like, really? So let's see how this thing goes. It'd be real easy, though, even though this guy wants to get up there ostentatiously and act like he's irreplaceable. Actually, I'm not denying that you guys have important jobs and there will be an impact that will be felt, but actually there's other solutions here. There's other solutions. I guarantee you. First of all, you don't think they'll find illegal immigrants to do your job for $50,000 a year? Oh, they will. You don't think they can find Americans that will do the job at the current rates? Easily they could do that if it gets to that point. Or they'll just say, screw you, and automate it and then hire the non-citizens. And maybe if something good comes of this,
we can start producing in the United States again and not have to rely on foreign countries and foreign ports. So I don't know. To me, because I didn't have a dog in this fight, and then I start hearing about this guy and seeing him do interviews with the media like that, I'm like, boy, hard to root for you. Hard to root for your guys, which is too bad. Because I'm sure most of them are great Americans that just want job assurances like the rest of us. Now, here's a wife talking about all of it, and mostly she's responding to these conspiracy theories that this is all planned out and it's part of some larger plan. And I'm not discounting that. There could be something in the works here, maybe to exalt Kamala Harris as the master negotiator, but I haven't seen any signs of that quite yet. So again, time will tell, but this idea that all the longshoremen were in on it, I guess she took that personally. Of course, she's doing the talking instead of her husband here mostly. So here's a longshoreman's wife explaining it in clip four.
I'm getting so f-ing tired of answering these stupid posts. Do you think that the longshoremen planned this 6 years ago when they started their contract, that it was going to end right at the time that a massive f-ing hurricane hit the United States? Do you think they're mind readers and, you know, somehow f-ing planned this? Seriously, are you f-ing kidding? You realize we have longshoremen in North Carolina and South Carolina that were affected by this hurricane. Now, not only do they have to deal with this hurricane bullshit, they get to deal with it without a f-ing paycheck. I have already done multiple videos on this. My heart breaks for those affected by the hurricane. I am from Southeast Texas. I have lived through devastating hurricanes before. This was not planned by the longshoremen. You want to be mad at somebody? Be mad at the companies that broke their last contract and automated when they weren't supposed to. They broke the contract that they signed saying that they weren't going to automate and illegally automated the truck gates, which is why the strike is happening right now. You want to be mad? Be mad at those multi-billion dollar foreign corporations that are causing this. Don't be mad at the f-ing workers that are literally standing up for American jobs. We are literally going without paychecks to stand up to these multi-billion dollar foreign companies that are trying to control American workers, and they are standing up for American jobs. We are all in this together. Do you think that this is going to affect us any differently? Do you think that because our, you know, husbands or families are longshoremen, that we're not going to feel the pinch that this is going to cause? We will, just as much, and with no f-ing paychecks. If you care about American jobs, if you care about America first, then you will stand up with our longshoremen and fight for them. Fight for American jobs. Because what these foreign companies are trying to do to our workers is not okay. Again, what I cannot stress that enough, but I am tired of answering these kind of comments. He's not a weatherman. He's not a fucking mind reader. He didn't plan this 6 years ago when they signed a six-year contract. These are hardworking Americans that bust their ass to keep this country running, to keep you supplied with the products that you need so that you can just go to the grocery store and pick them up. These guys are who keep America running. You want to be mad at somebody? Again, be mad at the foreign corporations that are taking over and trying to automate American jobs. End of rant.
So I'm just curious how we feel about this, and we will open the phone lines to get your take. I kind of, you know, I got to tell you, I'm a little split. I have to tell you, I am a little split, because the issue here is obviously a policy issue and a decision issue that was made years ago. And I believe legislation was signed almost a century ago that allowed for this to start happening. And it was re-signed, I think, in the Bush years. But we probably shouldn't have foreign companies owning and running our ports to begin with. And we probably shouldn't be relying on foreign countries and companies to supply our country with supposedly necessary
goods and materials. Now, I mean, we'll see. We'll see. They talk a big game, and I'm just saying, we'll see. We'll see. Now, obviously, you want to support American workers. But I don't know. You don't have very good spokespeople. And you're not really selling it to any Americans when you're talking about how, hey, we need to rely on these foreign companies and these foreign countries to get our goods and materials. That kind of is what we would then want addressed ahead of these strike negotiations, quite frankly. And I'm sure there will be a job in the United States for them working as we bring manufacturing back and production back. So I don't know. I kind of see this going on and I'm like, you know, maybe the solution isn't to end the strike. Maybe the solution is to bring manufacturing back into our country so they don't have to rely on foreign companies and foreign countries. And if this rhetoric continues like that, I got a feeling this is not going to go the way of the court of public opinion as they expect. Now, again, we'll see. We'll see what happens as far as the materials, the goods, and everything else not coming in anymore and how long it takes to feel that. But the average longshoreman is making six figures a year. And no offense to that woman, but the average American is living paycheck to paycheck and not making six figures a year. So if your husband is bringing in six figures a year, actually, no, you're not feeling the pinch that the average American is. And again, your message is not resonating here. So you're just taking the wrong approach. So I think they have bad representation right now. I think they have bad, well, the president, who's probably not doing them any favors with his public comments. And then with videos like that that are getting seen, that's probably not doing any favors either. Maybe you agree, maybe you disagree. We'll see. This was the press release from the Teamsters. This one was a little more aimed, let's just say, for immediate release. Teamsters stand with the International Longshoremen's Association. The following is a statement from Teamsters General President Sean M. O'Brien. Now, he has spoken at Trump rallies before on the failure of the United States Maritime Alliance to present an acceptable contract offer to the International Longshoremen's Association. The International Brotherhood of Teamsters, including our members in the freight industry, stand in full solidarity with the International Longshoremen's Association as they fight for a fair and just contract with the ocean carriers represented by the United States Maritime Alliance. The ocean carriers are on strike against themselves after failing to negotiate a contract that recognizes the value of these workers. Our ILA brothers and sisters play a critical role in keeping the American economy running, and they deserve industry-leading wages and robust job protections for the vital work they perform. The U.S. government should stay the F out of this fight. That seems aimed directly at Biden-Harris. And allow union workers to withhold their labor for the wages and benefits they have earned. Any workers on the road, in their ports, in the air, should be able to fight for a better life, free of government interference. Corporations for too long have been able to rely on political puppets to help them strip working people of their inherent leverage. Don't forget, Teamsters do not cross picket lines. The Teamsters Union is 100% committed to standing with our longshoremen brothers and sisters until they win the contract they deserve. So, again, it's like it's hard not to stand because the vibe here is the good fight, it's the right fight. But, you know, how many times have you heard about strikes like this shutting down the economy, and then how many times have they actually shut the economy down? And, you know, this whole vibe here is very communistic. It's just true. And so that's why unions have always been Democrats, because they like this idea of centralized power. So let's just see how this goes. I am interested to see what the audience thinks about all this, because I got to say, I'm a little split. I'm just a little split. And maybe part of that is selfish, because I doubt I rely on the goods and services coming in. I don't need their pharmaceutical products, and I shop local steak, eggs, chicken, soap, butter, all from locally sourced at farmers markets. Now, I mean, really? We rely on materials for everything in this country from China and foreign countries? Really? Is that how bad it is? Well, then we got a whole nother problem then, don't we? We got a much bigger problem, don't we? If that's what we rely on. But they got offered a 40% pay increase. They said they want 70 in this economy as they average six figures a year. Now, there's a lot of other economic factors here, obviously. If the economy wasn't in the dire straits that it's in, then this would probably not be happening as badly. But I'm going to wait and see. I want to take calls on this to get audience opinion. Now, we still have other news to get to as well. Haven't even gotten to this Iran striking Israel. We still got some bad news with the hurricane devastation. And there's just nothing. There's just nothing. The Biden-Harris administration is just a joke at this point. Biden's just given up. And Harris is too busy strutting around like she's the belle of the ball to give a damn about anybody but herself. Now, folks, remember, it's not too late to get your raffle entries to win the monster truck at thealexjonesstore.com. That's right. With every purchase at thealexjonesstore.com, you get raffle entries to win a monster truck. Now, there's new merchandise getting every day, it seems like. There's a new shirt every day, a new shirt. A new shirt has just been added. Alex Jones for President 2028, brand new. And these are fundraiser shirts. So we're fundraising right now as they're trying to take everything Alex Jones has worked for, everything Alex Jones has built. We're fundraising right now at thealexjonesstore.com. So you get a great T-shirt. You support Alex and InfoWars, and you get raffle entries to win the monster truck. The monster truck. None else like it. Only available when you shop at thealexjonesstore.com. T-shirts, hats, and so much more. Enter right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
I got a great way for you to keep InfoWars on the air, and regardless what happens, InfoWars keep me on the air, and that's thealexjonesstore.com, a new key URL for you to mark down. I've teamed up with the folks that make a lot of the top-selling Trump shirts in the country. They've got the best T-shirt designers, Bigly. If you go to thealexjonesstore.com, that's separate from InfoWars, so that's key to support, into the future, whatever happens here, 30-plus amazing new T-shirt designs, new ones being added every day. They're incredible. Trump shirts, you name it, thealexjonesstore.com. And every time you buy a shirt or 30-plus different great designs of Patriot ball caps, you get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day. It's different every day, into the raffle to get $10,000 cash. Halloween's when the prize is announced, the winner, and a $138,000 turbo diesel super deluxe off-road upgraded, the best truck you can get, over the top turbo diesel engine, AEV standard features, and then it's all upgraded. I tried to go over, take an hour, the best tires, the best shocks, the best systems. It's a 2024 Ram Prospector AEV Dodge turbo diesel, army green, black with red pinstripe, ready for you. When you buy something, you entered 5 or 10 times, depending on what promo they're running that day, in the raffle. All at thealexjonesstore.com. But the T-shirts, the reason to go there, keep us on air. And these are badass shirts. They've got over 30 incredible T-shirt designs. I think there's more now. They're adding more every day at thealexjonesstore.com. They're designer. They're high quality. They're all there. Some of the InfoWars classics, they updated, made even better. A lot of new, incredible designs. A lot of Alex Jones shirts. A lot of Trump shirts. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. We need your aid. We need your support. Plus, these are great shirts. You'll meet like-minded people. It spreads the word. It's so it's exciting to wear these out in public. Most people will agree with you and love you. You'll meet so many friends. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. We need your support. No excuses. Take action. Thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you. Enter to win right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.